From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Northeast is preparing for a massive snowstorm that could dump up to 3 feet of snow on some areas, including New York City. Anne-Marie Fertoli from member station WNYC reports on how New York is getting ready for what could be a historic snowstorm.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says the storm is forecast to be among the largest the city has ever seen, possibly surpassing a record 26.9 inches that fell in February 2006.
My message to all New Yorkers is prepare for something worse than we have seen before. Prepare to be safe. Take every precaution.
City officials are urging New Yorkers to stay off the roads. More than 2,100 snowplows will be deployed to help clear the streets. The heaviest snow is likely to fall late Monday night into Tuesday morning at a rate of 2 to 4 inches per hour. Already, hundreds of flights scheduled for Monday have been canceled. For NPR News, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York.
A leftist party that is promising to end austerity has won parliamentary elections in Greece, though it's fallen just short of an absolute majority. It must now work with another party to govern, but as Joanna Kakissis reports, supporters are celebrating the win.
Syriza is the first anti-austerity party to win elections in Europe. For the last 4 years, Eurozone lenders have pushed deep spending cuts in exchange for billions in bailout loans. But austerity must end because it has crushed the economy, leaving Greece unable to pay its debts, says Syriza leader Alexis Tsipras, who is set to be the next prime minister. We are now the example of a changing Europe, he told a cheering crowd in his victory speech. The crowd included many supporters from Spain, where another anti-austerity party, Podemos, is rising. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
After 30 civilians were killed by rocket shelling Saturday in the eastern Ukrainian city of Mariupol, NATO says Russia must stop supporting the anti-government separatists blamed for the attack. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia must stop violating international commitments in eastern Ukraine, including what he calls an utter disregard for a ceasefire signed between Moscow-backed rebels and Kiev. Stoltenberg says there are clear indications of a large-scale offensive by separatists in multiple locations in Donetsk and Luhansk, as well as against Mariupol. He says there's been a substantial increase in heavy equipment coming into eastern Ukraine from Russia, including tanks, artillery, and advanced air defense systems. Stoltenberg added that Russian troops are on the ground supporting the operations with command and control systems and air defense systems with advanced surface-to-air missiles. NATO officials said there are signals Moscow may be planning to send in additional troops. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
This is NPR News in Washington. The backstage farce Birdman topped the 21st Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards last night, winning Best Ensemble Cast, even though its star, Michael Keaton, was upset by Eddie Redmayne in the Most Outstanding Actor category. Redmayne won for his performance as Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore took home Most Outstanding Actress for her role in Still Alice. College basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski of Duke University now has 1,000 career victories. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tiberi reports.
Coach K got win 1K Sunday afternoon against St. John's in New York City. Duke trailed by double digits in the second half before coming back to win.
Mike Krzyzewski has accomplished something that no other NCAA Division I coach ever has. He just capped off the 1,000th victory in an already monumental coaching career.
That's radio play-by-play man Bob Harris. Krzyzewski already had more wins than any coach in men's Division I history. He joins former Tennessee women's coach Pat Summitt in the 1,000-win club. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tiberi.
Law enforcement officials across the country are putting the pressure on Google to shut down a police reporting feature on a popular smartphone app. Officials say the real-time tracking puts police officers' lives in danger. The Waze app is a combination of GPS navigation and social networking. It has an estimated 50 million users in about 200 countries. There's concern the app will be used to track down and attack police officers. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington. Support